Good day, our audience, and you're welcome to the NESG Radio. Today, we'll further our discussion on Nigeria's energy transition plan and the importance of the carbon market towards achieving this plan. And to discuss this wonderful topic with us here today, we have with us Mr. Ekeinde Oyiwere. He's the General Manager Technical, Nigeria LLNG Limited. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
And my name is Sherif Aderibigbe. I am a strategic and communications advocacy specialist with the Nigerian Economic Summit Group. Okay, sir, Nigeria's energy transition plan. It's something that everybody's looking forward to in terms of us achieving net zero emissions by the year 2060. So I'd like to know your perspective, especially, you know, from the angle of the organization in terms of the energy transition plan. Do you think it's a good thing for Nigeria to achieve, or maybe something we should push on further?
I think sustainability in the use of our resources adds value to everyone. If you're less wasteful in how you use your resources, whether it's energy or water or food, whatever it is, there's value for both sides, both for the consumer and also the producer. So really, I think it's a no-brainer for us to lean into that. And I think the energy transition plan is a great tool for the country to start to have a conversation around sustainability, especially in the energy sector. If you look at the document, there is some aspirations, and you can see a very strong link between transitioning to a lower carbon economy, but also economic empowerment, lifting 100 million people out of poverty, creating jobs, and also bringing modern energy to the populace. So you can see that link between sustainability and improved life for people. So really, there's no reason why we should lean into this.
Thank you very much. So now you've mentioned a whole lot of reasons why we should lean into, having a proper energy transition plan, but let's look at it from the perspective of how viable is the carbon market, and what is the importance of the carbon market in terms of this transition plan?
I think the carbon market is a potentially, and I say potentially useful tool. It is quite fragile. There are, and we saw last year, quite a big knock on carbon prices around the world when people had some challenges with the validity of some of the claims that were being made around reporting. It's also very heavily driven by policy, and policy actually is what creates the value. A lot of the values are actually either set by fiat or by government. So it, in that sense, it's fragile. But of course, where it is carefully thought out and implemented, it does bring an opportunity for you to perhaps kickstart some industries or some projects that are very difficult to get off the ground if they exist. So whilst it's not a silver bullet, it's definitely one of the things that we could look at if carefully used with precision, that can add value to the whole conversation around the energy transition.
Okay, thank you, sir. So moving on now, let's look at the perspective of, we know how important, this plan is, how important the carbon market is. But now we are looking at it from the perspective of what does the government need to do? For instance, for private sector, stakeholders outside, what kind of support do they require from the government in terms of helping them fast track their plan, their energy transition plan?
I think the government is already doing a lot. I think the last administration started a very rich dialogue under the vice president then around the energy transition. And I think that's the first thing. So just bringing stakeholders together to have a dialogue. What we could do perhaps is even have government agencies work in a more integrated manner. To make the energy transition work, or there may be more regulators than we have traditionally dealt with, speaking from an oil and gas perspective, that need to come into the conversation and need to work symbiotically to be able to be the best platform for oil and gas companies to work. So there is a conversation going, but I think having a real unifying focus, even from the government side, from the policy side, will be very useful for industry, because we are talking to different people, slightly different perspectives. It would be nice for all the regulators to also be on the same page. I think that's one thing they could do. I think another thing to do is also in terms of body language and positioning. As much as government is still a massive employer, still a huge consumer of energy themselves. So even in how they conduct their business, I think leading by example is another area where the government can help. They do government contracts, they have government facilities, even companies like NNPC that are still have a big government stake in them. They have the opportunity to be able to demonstrate to the rest of the country what we should be doing in this space.
Thanks a lot. So I'd like to end on this note. I'd like you to identify some of the challenges, especially you talked about you being in the oil and gas sector. What are some of the challenges that your organization has faced in transitioning from adopting the Nigerian energy transition plan? And what are some of the opportunities that other companies can adopt to ensure that they fit into this plan?
So I think some of the challenges clearly is that some of the areas we're stepping into are new. There are no policies or regulations around carbon transport, carbon and storage, for example. And I think that's one way the government is helping, to be fair, because even from the last 3 years, there's a study they are doing industry-wide across industries, cement, agriculture, oil and gas with the World Bank that is looking at opportunities for carbon capture, utilization, and storage of carbon. So they're already doing that, which is a great step. So sustaining that will be a first step in the direction. But quickly starting to give some regulatory clarity on how people can engage in that space and start to make investments will also be great. We in LNG have a commitment to decarbonize by 2040, and it's an aspiration to be in that position. So, of course, that's not a long way away. In the old scheme of things, just about 15 years. So having the regulatory framework in place to be able to support our aspiration, because as it stands today, with the technology that's available, we don't see a path to near zero without carbon capture. That may change in the next 5 to 10 years if that technology evolves, but today, in other countries, we see that as one of the more credible elements of our transition plan. And having the government support in terms of regulatory framework and enabling environment and incentives to do those kind of projects will be very helpful.
Thank you very much. We had with us here today Mr. Ekende Ohiwere. He's the General Manager Technical of Nigeria LNG. Thank you, sir, for coming on the NESG Radio Podcast.
Thank you, Sherif. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
All right. To our audience, we look forward to seeing you next time. I am Sherif Aderibigbe. Thank you.